The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's doing, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing all right, bud. Here we are into March, the last month of the quarter for the first quarter here for 2019. We are moving right along here, and the markets are favorable, very much so, very favorable, I guess we should say, for the year so far. This week, Little tough sledding, you know, this week as you're going on, is I guess the European Union said that they are reducing their growth expectations a little bit. But, you know, that's okay with the way that the market has moved so far at the beginning of the year.
Oh, correct. Yeah. I mean, market has, you know, year to date, market has moved very well. This week, as you said, not so much. But there's some things going on out there economically that, like you're saying, the European Union giving some adjustments, if you will. It's okay.
I don't think the information that's coming out is earth-shattering or shocking to anybody out there. I think it's pretty widely assumed that things would slow down a little bit here. And I read a very interesting article during the week, Mike, about how when anything starts building up, right, and let's just talk about the economy. So the economy has done very well since 2009, right? Moved a little slower than people wanted to. It got heated up. But the thing is, the gist of the article, and if you think about this, is that at some point in time, the increased percentage comes down because it's so hard to continue to build on that big number, on that big number, on that big number. Mm. So it's kind of logical when you think about it that just because the growth percentage comes down a little bit, the growth number may not. Make sense? What I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. Yeah. It's, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it is true. I mean, I guess, but that's the whole trick of the, how would you say, the economy and the people behind it, whether it be the Federal Reserve or whether it be whatever, is how do you keep it? You know, it's like a balancing act, right? I mean, it can't, like you said, it can't just explode and keep going at a feverish pace. It's going to slow down. But when you slow down, not slow down too much, but keep it going at a nice pace. And that's the trick. That's the toughest part. I mean, soft landing, right? That's what they always say. That's where that term, they always say, we're looking for a soft landing because, you know, the other one is a hard landing. apply it to however you may, the economy, planes, or whatever. You don't want a hard landing.
Your genius just spoke.
Right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, that's why they're saying soft landing, and that's what they're pulling for.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the reality of the situation is that it's still good growth. You know what I'm saying, Mike? Well, I mean, it's still good growth.
That was like, was it Doug? And I know you mentioned it one time on the air. Wasn't it like China a couple of years ago?
And
it was
2 years ago.
And it was like, what were the numbers? Something, they were growing at a crazy number and they're saying, oh, it's going to slow down to like 6%.
No, it was higher. It was still even higher than 6%. I think, don't hold me to this. I think they were growing at a clip at like 12% a year and they reduced it down to like 9.
Yeah.
You know, and people are like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'll take 9% growth, you know, any day of the week.
It's like saying you got 4 hits today and you're only going to get 2 tomorrow.
Right. Oh, you're a bum.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really work like that. But what's really important, you know, Mike, is it's the same consistent message that we have for our listeners out there on a day in and day out basis, making sure that you have strategies in place for yourself. Let's face it, for most people out here listening to the show, Michael, their account values may be at levels that are, you know, teetering around their all-time peak highest value that it's ever been. We've got markets that are sitting at all-time high levels, so it kind of makes logical sense that you could make that assumption.
Yeah, could possibly be, you know. And again, though, Doug, I want to stress that everybody's situation is different, you know, and that's why I know what you're leading to. You got to, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying, for yourself? And you're saying people that are at highs or what have you, or whatever the scenario may be, I think it applies to all.
Yeah.
What have you done so far this year for yourself? I mean, we just really, when you think about it, we really went through 3 months of extreme volatility in the market, right? December
yes.
being bad, January, February being good, right?
Right.
People, again, here we go. People don't think volatility is they think it is it's a bad word constantly. But no, it could be higher volatility and the market's very strong. So you went through 3 months of extreme volatility. What have you done for your situation? How do you see it? I mean, you know.
You know, complacency is always my fear.
Yeah.
You know that. We talk about that on the show on a regular
sure.
basis. I'm always very fearful that the average person out there is very complacent with their money. And look, our experience tells us that they are. We see people on a regular basis, on a daily basis, new clients come through the door that have just been very complacent with their approach towards their financial affairs as they've been going along. And one of the problems that happens, Mike, and there's a good possibility right now as we sit here and we talk about this, that it repeats again in April, is that a lot of people saw their statements come through the door in January that reflected a negative return for the end of last year, but they didn't do anything about it. And maybe they shouldn't have done anything about it. So maybe doing nothing was the right thing to do at that period of time. But now, Mike, odds are, if everything stays the way it is right now, at the end of this quarter, they're going to get a statement in April that shows that their account has rebounded up in value. In, you know, I don't know this to be a fact. This is what my theory is.
Right.
This is what I'm... And then they're going to, again, take the complacent approach. And the complacent approach is what really whipsawed people in 2008 and in 2000. And I'm not here to tell you that that's coming all over again. But what I am here to tell you is don't repeat the mistakes that people got hurt by previously. Remember them. Learn from them. Pay attention to them.
Yeah, you know, complacency is tough to make it work, to be quite honest. And you know, like you're saying, people that have just chosen to do nothing. And then, you know, conversely, maybe there's people out there that do actually have a plan in place. Many of our clients, right, have a plan in place. They have, you know, a rhyme and a reason. What are they looking to accomplish? And, you know, maybe the money's asset allocated and, you know, proper portfolio, the whole thing. So you're okay, right? So the problem is, though, Doug, is people sometimes kind of depend on each other for advice. And they think like, okay, well, this person says they're fine, leave it. You know, you're fine, but maybe that's the worst thing in the world for the other person. And maybe being fine for me is good because I have a plan in place and everything's working and my life's going thing. But for you, it could be the worst thing in the world coming up.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should come up with different terminology than complacency, because if somebody does have a bona fide strategy and a plan in place with an investment policy that it's going and they're not making reactions, does that mean they're being complacent? Oh, I don't know, because you do have something in place. You have a strategy in place already. So if you don't make adjustments, but you do have it in place, so I guess you're not really being complacent.
Listen.
So I think the word still applies to the people out there. If you're being complacent about having a strategy put in place
right.
for you.
If you don't have a strategy put in place and you're feeling, okay, I'm just going to, you know, complacency sets in and you're saying like, all right, you know, I don't have a strategy in place and I got killed in December, and look at this, it came back in January, February. I think that's the group of people you're saying, hey, wake up, be alert here. Let's not, don't just assume you're going to be able to keep kind of dancing through the raindrops, if you will.
Well, the people in addition that I want to talk to here a little bit, Mike, is we saw a lot of retirement plans get retirement desires get blown up in 2008 because people took a complacent approach. We saw a lot of retirement strategies and ideas that didn't get blown up as well because people were proactive going into that time frame, had a good strategy in place, and in 2008, whatever happened in the market then did not derail their retirement desires and ambitions and aspirations and all that stuff. But I'm talking to the people now that I want to make sure that if retirement's on your radar, and I'd say probably 10 years prior or you've already retired, you got to make sure that you got everything lined up here, because if something happens, you don't want your retirement aspirations to get put off or to get delayed or anything of that nature. You got to make sure you have strategies in place.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm glad you mentioned pre and after retirement, because all too often, you know, we'll talk about, oh, if you're getting ready to retire, if you're getting ready to retire, you don't want your retirement blown up. Well, you also, if you're ready retired and you think you've chosen to do the proverbial nothing, okay, you need to do something, okay? Because retirement, we say it all the time, week in, week out on the show, 20-year plus deal. So you don't want to get caught a year or two into retirement and you never, you know, you never planned, you didn't do the right things, and you're just, as you would say, complacent and kind of just, well, things have been good since 2008, so my world's pretty good. You don't want that.
Mike, we regularly met people in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012 that said they had plans to, you know, retire before, but now when that took place, that strategy got, you know, blown up. They couldn't do it anymore, and we don't want that to happen to you out there.
Yeah.
And that's what we come out here on a regular basis and talk about. And, you know, it's also on the heels of, Mike, we just did two fabulous dinners over the last couple of weeks that a lot of people came to and attended. And this is, you know, we discussed these issues with them at the dinners and said, you know, you got to make sure that you're doing the right things with that. And so whether you come to the dinner or you listen to the radio show, the advice still follows. We think you got to make sure that you have strategies in place and don't let something that's out of your control destroy something that you want to control, and that's your ultimate retirement.
Absolutely.
That makes sense?
Oh, crystal clear.
And the nice thing that I want to remind people is that if you do listen to the radio program, you're always welcome to have a complimentary consultation with us with no obligation. Now, we've got offices throughout New Jersey in Parsippany, excuse me, Martinsville, Clark, new office opening up in Manasquan, and we're old school. We'll make house calls to you. So if you've got something that's on your mind, we'll make it easy for you to sit down with us. You just need to take the, you know, the first step and, you know, pick up the phone and give a call. And the number to do that is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the telephone. Say, hey, guys, listen, love to get together, have a complimentary consultation. There's no strings attached. There's no obligation. We promise, right? We're just going to sit down with you, get to know each other. And if you like us, great. And if you don't, okay. You know, so, but at least do a little, you know, exploratory work for yourself.
Oh, you owe it to yourself, Doug. There's no, you know, that's absolute.
You really, really do. And, you know, Mike, I think it's important for people to understand and to know that we really do sincerely mean it. And we do want to help them. I think that's the important, you know, message that we can get out there to our listeners.
Yeah. And, you know, to sit down and, you know, again, Doug, there's no obligation, no pressure, which I think bothers most people, right? That's what they're probably most worried about.
Yeah.
You know, before even helping themselves, they're worried about those two things.
You know, it's funny that the compliments that we get after our dinner presentations, you know, when people come in and they're like, you know, we thought that you were going to try and sell us something here tonight. And I'm like, man, no, wrong guys.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you will go to some dinners where people are going to do that to you.
Yeah.
That's not us. That's not what we're all about. So it's just not how we operate at our practice. We never have, and we're not going to.
No.
You know, we want to be easy people to work with and that you appreciate. Anything you want to add here in this section, Mike?
I think we're good.
All right, buddy. We're going to hop to a break, and when we come back, we got some great stuff to talk to people about, to give them knowledge about investments and approaches towards it, as well as some things we've been talking to people about recently. It's a great show. So, stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Everybody, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us today. We love it when you do, and we love doing the show and coming out here and talking to you and trying to get you going in the right direction, educated, motivated, teach you a little bit, see if we can get you taking charge of your financial life out there. And Mike, a little bit last week we talked about for a brief period of time about reverse engineering your financial life and your retirement plans and that kind of stuff. And reverse engineering is a cool thing in a lot of ways, because what you do is you look at what you want the end product to be, and then you come backwards and design to it. And when we reverse engineer our clients for their retirements, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is talking to them about the non-financial part of their retirement. In other words, what their lifestyle is, what it's going to look like, what they want to do, because those things are really, really important. Now, would you agree with me that it is more common that people do not think about all of these things than common that they do?
Sure. And I think part of the problem is people don't think and plan it out, with all due respect, and I think they kind of react, you know, and they kind of deal with it and kind of will cross that bridge as it comes mentality sets in, and that definitely makes it more difficult.
It really does make it, you know, a lot more difficult on them.
Sure, that's a,
okay. Not more difficult necessarily on us, because, you know, they can come in. People can come in and say to us, "Hey, look, you know, I really would like to have, you know, $60,000 or $75,000 a year of income for retirement, and you know, we can work on the figures and the numbers and that kind of stuff, and make it a very non-personal or very just academic way of approaching planning for their retirement, in that we're just working on helping them hit that stated objective. But what we would like to do, and what we do enjoy doing, is trying to get people to think about what they're going to do in retirement, because I will say our experience has shown us over the decades of helping, you know, hundreds of clients out there, that there are people who, when they retire and they haven't thought about what we're going to talk about today, are lost. They're just lost. They don't know what to do with themselves.
That does happen, right? I mean, it's a tremendous life change, and you can get lost along the way, and it's not what you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, Mike, I think that people think to themselves, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I don't have to go to work anymore. But you've just gone to work every single day for the last 40 years or however many years, and now you're not going to go to work anymore. And it's not like you're going on a one-week vacation down to the beach or something of that nature, and then when that's over, you're going back to work. Yeah, go for your one-week vacation, but then you're going home, and now what? So what we've done, folks, is we've gone out, and we've done some research, and we've found a piece to help you to make your retirement everything that you want it to be on the non-financial end of it.
Yes, we did. And, Doug, let's dive into that, and let's talk about that now. You know, kind of retirement with a purpose.
Right. And this is a piece that we have here that we're going to walk through a little bit here today. Offer it out to you. You call in. We'll send this out to you. You can work through it on your own. And it is called Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Creating the Life That You Want. Because we think that this is really a very, very important thing. And when you go through this workbook, right? Let's call it a workbook, Mike. Would you call it a workbook?
Yeah.
Well, it is a workbook. You got to go through it.
But it sounds like work.
No, it's not. You got to do something. You know what I'm saying? This is not. Let's put it this way.
Guide is a lot more friendlier.
All right, it's a guide, but it's not, and it's not laborious.
Let's not portray. You know, usually workbook, it's, you know, the teacher told you.
You hear the word work. Anytime you hear the word work, you run away.
Remember when the teacher would tell you, take your workbook out of your desk?
Yes, yes. Okay. All right. So anyway, so we go through this guide, and and it really is things that, for a lot of people, Mike, I'm going to say, it's not like earth-shattering stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to have this great epiphany about anything when they go through this, but it's gonna make you think about the things that you ought to think about.
In a lot of ways, it's things that you do, but it makes you think about it, which I think makes it very interesting.
You know, one of the things that's very important, Mike, is that I think the first page in here, right? And it has you do a little thing right here where it's got a diagram in here, and it makes you fill out, you know, the circles of the names of a few people other than your family you interact with at least a couple of times a week, because this group of people here are, you know, who's important to you in your life, and are they at work? Are they no longer going to be part of your life? So that's going to disappear. So it really is a very good little thing to work through here.
Yes, and what it reminds me of, Doug, is it's a little bit of asking you, like, the friends, okay? And that's where I'm kind of thinking about and coming from. And, you know, I've had conversations with numerous clients about retirement and, you know, staying up here, or would you ever relocate, or do you want to relocate someday? And one of the things they'll say is, nah, because all our friends are around here.
Right.
And that's what this page kind of says to me.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a good thing. And then it has you right on here. Now cross out the names connected to your work or your career, right? Because you're not going to see them as often anymore, more than likely. So then you go on in this book, if you will, and it says that where you're going to live looks for the helps you look for the characteristics of where you're going to live. Now, I will openly say there are people who do move out of the area, but the majority of our clients, our experience is that people stay in this area.
Sure.
Right? They may move to maybe a different area of the state, maybe downsize the size of their home or something of that nature, but for the most part, stay in the area.
Because of, let's say, the Jersey Shore, right? We do have a lot of people that just relocate right in the middle, right in New Jersey.
Right. Yep. So this next section here is really good, and it goes through, there's a list of probably, I'm not going to count them all, but I'd say probably 25 or 30 different things that are on here that say, you know, what are important to you, and they ask you to try to identify the five most important things. You know, I've given this out to couples before, and I've gotten very positive feedback from them about, you know, they kind of laugh like, they may not have the same five different things. So if you don't, let's just say you and Lisa did this, right? And Lisa had five things and you had five things and two overlapped. Well, neither one of you wants to be unhappy in your retirement life, so you're going to have to find, if two overlapped, you're going to have to find eight, right? Eight, you know, different things, which is fine.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I'm going to say, my personal experiences is tells me one of the biggest ones, I think, is grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just if you said over the years surveying, what do people say? It's the grandchildren.
Right. Now, folks, we want to give this piece out to you. Our compliments, no, you know, cost or obligation for this. And you can call at any time to get this piece. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. It's our piece that we have to send out to you called Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Creating the Life You Want. Now, we know that out there in the literature world, there's a bazillion different pieces to help you figure out how much money to have for retirement. But I've found very, very few pieces like this one, Mike, to help you craft the life that you want to have in retirement.
Yeah, it takes a different approach to it, you know, and all too often, Doug, and it's important when people make a decision to retire, it's all about money financially, right? Can mm-hmm. I, how much, where's the money coming from? Can I leave my job? Can I afford to leave my job? It's the number one question. But this takes the social, the personal aspect of it, the family aspect, all that, and kind of puts it together and says, okay, what's your purpose?
Yeah. You know, Mike, we've said many times that people want to have lifestyle sustaining income for their retirement years. And that's great, but we want to make sure that you also have an idea of what your lifestyle is going to look like. You know, I did a review. I was going to talk about this in the next segment. I'll just talk about it real quickly here. I did a review with a client last week who I actually gave this book to, but she didn't do it. And she came in and she's like, oh, I'm just like so bored, you know. And I said to her, you know, you ought to. What are you doing? I mean, you got to find something to do with your time. Did you ever do that book I gave you? You know, I said to her, and she goes, no, I just never got around to it. I'm like, why don't you go home and take some time and do it, go through it, and then, you know, find some stuff to do with yourself? Because she really is bored now staying home. You got enough money coming through the door, just bored stiff.
Yeah, you know, Doug, in a way, though, that kind of makes sense because being bored, you know, in retirement, so many people we know work because of the activity, because enjoy the work aspect and the socializing and seeing the buddies and going to grab some lunch together. And, you know, and it says it gives me something to do. What am I going to do if I sit home all day? How many times have we heard that expression?
Well, one of the great things about this piece, Mike, is that it gives you ideas, too, of things, right? Because it makes suggestions of, you know, are you interested in, let's see here, let me go right here, right? Are you interested in creating things, making things, you know, managing things, organizing things? It can help guide you in the direction of things. Are you interested in helping veterans out? Are you interested in the climate? You know, these kinds of things, it just gives you ideas in the book to think about, because some people also tell us, I don't know, you know, I don't know what I would do. And this can give you some ideas to help you walk through it.
Yeah, it sure can.
So, folks, if you'd like to have – we want to send – as listen, we have these, and we want to send these out to you guys. We always get a decent number of people to call each week to let us send literature out to them and during the week. And you can call any time to get this complimentary, you know, stuff that we have to give out to you guys. But this piece is really – this is a fun piece. It really is a fun piece. So I want to encourage you to – request this piece and let us send it out to you. The number to get it is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's to get your complimentary copy of this, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Create the Life You Want. It has nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money. I want to emphasize that to you. So don't say, oh, I don't understand the financial world, so I'm not going to call and get that. This has nothing to do with money. So we want to see if we can't get a whole bunch of these, you know, out to people and get them in your hands, because we want everybody to enjoy their retirement. You know, listen, Mike, isn't it true that we have clients who have done not necessarily this formalized of our guide here, but knew going into retirement what they wanted to do, and they are happy as heck.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
They got a purpose. Are they volunteering? Are they, you know, are they? I got one client, retired guy, who now he volunteers handyman services and, you know, for senior citizens who need help. You know, he's like, I was talking to him a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh, what were you doing? He's like, oh, I was putting a couple new railings in a lady's house. And I said to him, I go, what do you get paid for that? He goes, I'll charge him. She needs two railings. What am I going to do all day? May as well go over there and put railings in, you know, for the woman. She paid for the railings. That's it. He's a special guy.
Yeah, very nice.
You know? So, folks, again, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning. If you'd like this piece at any time, it's, you know, no cost or obligation to you. We're happy to send it to you. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722, and leave us your name and your telephone number and your address. We'll get one of these right out to you. We're going to hop to our next break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you, and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us today. Mike and I, we do the show. We have a great time doing it. We hope that you have a good time listening to it, and we hope that you get some really good value from it. Right, Michael?
Sure do.
Yep. You know, it's a lot of fun to do. I got to say, you know, it's 22 years we've been on the air, and it's just, it's never dull, really, really. You know, it isn't. I guess that's because the world's dynamic and the economy's dynamic and the markets are dynamic that it never gets dull. But, 22 years, a long time. There's not a lot of people out there who can make that claim, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing you forgot, the most important thing, are the people are dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what really makes it fun, and that's what makes it interesting, and that's what makes it challenging and all those things is that, you know, everybody's, we always like to say, unique,
mm-hmm.
you know, and although we all kind of got a lot of the common financial ups and downs, if you will, but everybody's unique and everybody's situation's different, and there's a new story to be told every day.
Yeah, yeah, totally, 100%. So what have you been up to, man?
Well, you know, Doug, one thing I'm going to start out with is had a chance to sit down with an existing client and kind of do the whole thing, if you will. And one of the interesting things is one of the children leaving for college.
Okay.
Okay. And you know, sitting there and talking about the monies that have been put away, okay, through the years versus what the real number is now, if you will, the real tuition number. And that kind of, you know, falls on somebody's lap. And, you know, and the reason why I bring that up, not that that's anything special or anything, because a lot of kids leave for college every day. But I think what's interesting is where we are now in the markets, okay, and the cost of it, and how should the money be invested over the next 4 years?
Well, okay? Listen, you're at the game now, so yep. It's time to, if you're there,
yep.
You're there.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of people, and the reason why I bring that up, and I think we've mentioned that before on the air, but I think a lot of people lose sight of that.
Yeah.
They'll put away a pile of money for college, and we're going to use it like this over a four-year window. But a four-year window, although it's very short in terms of college and education, for the markets is really an eternity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot could happen. And, you know, like you know, the markets here bopping around what we're calling all-time highs. But who knows where the market's going to be 4 years from now, right?
Correct.
Could be significantly higher. Could be significantly lower.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's part of the planning and the management, or how do you utilize the money? Even, Doug, if you don't have enough to cover the full college, well, do you take this money now and burn that down first and try to cover the back end later? I mean, there's strategies to it that need to be discussed.
Well, sometimes, you know what a lot of people fail to realize, Mike, is that you still, if you were on a plan to save money to pay for college tuition, and you're going to use the savings vehicle you have, you may still need to save that money on a monthly basis to get it all the way across the hurdle to the fourth year. Just because they started college today, and let's just make up a number. Say you were saving $500 a month, you know, up until that point, and you're going to take the lump sums out of what you saved to this point. You may still need to keep doing that $500 a month for the remainder of the college to accumulate enough money to fulfill the tuition.
great point, because I'll just do, you mind if I do the math, is that $500 a month, 12 months a year is $6,000,
right.
You know, over a 3-4 year period, to $18,000 to $24,000, how it all plays out. And
yep.
that's significant. And but anyway, it's just a conversation and some thoughts that I had on it because of where the markets are. And you know, I think it's a, I don't think it's as cut and dry as people think it is.
Yeah. Well, no, it isn't. And, you know, to it's interesting because you told a story about that. I'm going to tell a story about the other end of that. I had a gentleman in, a referral from an existing client came in. A guy lives in Texas, but he was up in the area. So, you know, he wanted to come in and came in and sat down and had a great conversation with him. Now, this gentleman, unfortunately, recently divorced. All right. But where I'm going with your conversation there, child just finished college. Mm. Now has extra money to, you know, dedicate to his financial future and wants to start to plan. And at 46 years old, you know, he's ready to go and he's starting to save some money now and wants to put together financial strategies to get him to the goal that he wants to be. And you know what's kind of fun, Mike, is that this gentleman happens to be, you know, just kind of like a basic guy, you know, just likes to saves money, works hard, and doesn't spend a ton of money, so his retirement desires are not exorbitant, and wants to retire at 59 years old. And the cool thing is, based on what he said and what he currently has, is that it could very well be an attainable thing for him, you know? And that's always fun when you get to see and meet with people like that.
You know, Doug, just, you're right, and to me, when you talk about success in this country, hard work and savings is a lot of the ballgame, in my opinion. You know, I mean, we see so many people that just work hard, and if you're able to do the right thing with your money and save it and set up a good program or set up some good things, it's really not that difficult. It's difficult working hard, and you got to have discipline to save it, so I shouldn't say it's not that difficult, but the winning formula is there. That's what I'm trying to say. And it sounds like this gentleman has it.
You know, Mike, what works very well in a lot of aspects of life is just having, for lack of a better way to call it, procedures in place. And your procedure may be that every single month, X dollars comes out of your checking account and goes into your, you know, your long-term retirement savings plan. X dollars may come, you know, get paid in and then may go right out of your checking account for college tuition, as you referred to. So, you know, it's a procedure, you know, that's in place and a regimen. It just starts to happen. Boom, 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 boom. And it really is, you know, to your point, it can be that simple, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's that's what it takes. And, you know, Doug, a few of the things you were talking about there is the old, you know, the old saying of pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Kind of where it came from.
And you know, Mike, for a lot of people, I'll bet, you know, as long as doing it automatically is very beneficial, because left to their own, you know, having to write a check every month and mail it in, you know as well as I do that people always find a reason why maybe they shouldn't send it in this month.
Let me ask you something. My mind's drifting here, but do you think years ago, when the world was a little less complex, we didn't have as many things to do, do you think it was easier for folks to sit down and say, okay, I got, you know, X amount of bills, and sit down and pay the bills, and then got to pay myself, got to put some money away? Do you think we kind of got lost along the way with all the luxuries the world has to offer?
Yes, because I do believe now that we live in what we refer to many times as a payment society. And it's, you know, somebody wants a different automobile, I could afford that payment. So their payments for many, many people total their net income. So, yes, to your point.
And even what you just said, you can lease nowadays versus you had to buy many, many years ago, and just all the different things, all the luxuries of life that have come along, I think have made it really harder for people to do the right thing, or for people to stay focused to do the right thing.
Well, let's just use a couple of very easy and simple examples. Cell phone, cable television. Okay? Right there. Two things that the majority of people nowadays would never do without. They didn't have them. It wasn't even an option back then. So if it's $60 a month, for your cell phone bill. What are you laughing for?
No, just when you planned, you know, you just think it was okay. It was to, what are your expenses? It was pretty easy.
Right.
You know, electric, gas, water.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Remember when our office was up in East Hanover, and we used to come home on Route 280 sure. down to the Parkway, yeah. right? So I went on a review appointment, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, but I got done at 5:15 with them. So you know what that's like.
Yeah.
Getting on Route 280, trying to get onto the Garden State Parkway. It gets down to two lanes, down to one lane, and it's just you sit. It's just what it is. And I was supposed to be someplace. And I'm thinking to myself, I just thought to myself, I go, back in the day, like, I would be in complete panic right now because I was supposed to be someplace and I have no way to contact this person to tell them I'm going to be late. Right?
You better have a dime in your pocket back in the day.
But it's true because you know what used to be at every toll booth? Used to be a payphone that you used to be. Remember with the real long cord on it so it could reach into the car? So yeah, I was sitting through that, but never mind that. Let's get to the review meeting that I had with the clients that up there where she's a kindergarten teacher and he's a self-employed media guy and they do well, but that's not the point. Unfortunately, her mom died in last year in 2017, and they inherited money. Even though they're existing clients, it still overwhelmed them that they inherited this money. So there's people out there every single day, Michael, who are inheriting money that have no clue what to do with it, get completely overwhelmed by it, so they do nothing. They just take it and they sit it, and maybe it was an investment account that they may have received, and they don't do anything with it. They just leave it the way it was. Maybe it was cash that they received. They just plop it in the bank. They don't do any strategies or any planning. And they openly told me, they're like, oh, we just don't know what to do with that money. And she goes to me, that's why you're sitting in that seat right now.
Yeah, great point, Doug, because even though, you know, you could have a couple and say they're doing well, you know, and making plenty of money, mm-hmm. but they're kind of getting that money brick by brick.
Yeah.
And I think when you drop a truckload of bricks mm-hmm. onto the driveway at once, it's kind of like, what do I do with all this now?
Well, you know.
You know, it's overwhelming for anybody. Hey, Doug, you just don't get, and I'm not even sure the exact amount that we're talking about, but, you know, people don't get checks handed to them for $100,000, $200,000. Every day of the week. It just doesn't work that way.
You know, they asked me a question. They said, you know, how are we doing? You know, are we, you know, set up for, you know, what it is that we want to do? And I answered them honestly. I said, you are now. I said, you know, unfortunately your mom passed away, but mom kind of got you guys, you know, on a good path here right now.
As long as
you do the right things,
yeah.
you know, going forwards. You know, before that, they would, you know, would have still been a grind. Had to, you know, make sure, you know, all the way along the whole nine yards. They're not on easy street by any ways, but they're now in good shape for their age bracket for where they're going.
That's a great point, Doug. Because and let's talk about that. People should not. You know, sometimes people are behind, and unfortunately or fortunately, inheritance is sometimes what happens in this world, right? People pass away, they pass down money, and it does give people a chance to kind of get squared up, if you will, and get where they should be, and. You know, they should take that and do the right thing and not add to more woes and squander. All too often, Doug, we see people squander inheritance.
See it all the time.
Right. So, you know, so if you are behind, sometimes people are behind for different reasons, mm-hmm. right? Their careers, they're flourishing later, children in college, whatever, the everyday drag on your financial world. But you have to do the right thing. And like you said, Doug, how often do you get checks that big handed to you? Not often. And people panic.
You know, Mike, inheritance planning is something that, you know, people should make sure they pay attention to. And they should talk to a qualified attorney about, you know, doing this. And because inheritance planning, we've spoken about this before. There's two sides to that coin. There's two sides to the inheritance planning coin. There's making sure that you give your stuff to the people or places that you want it to go to. Then the other side of it is what I just talked about, is that people are not capable of receiving these large sums of money and doing the proper thing with it.
Doug, you're so right, right? We talk about the baby boomers and the aging society and how many people will be retiring, and unfortunately people are passing away too. And often we're always talking about do the right thing, set up your estate, make sure you got the right thing, see the attorney, whatever, so on. But really, there's a problem on the other end. The people receiving the money are just not sure what to do with it.
Absolutely. Wow. Show's flying by, man. We got to hop to a break. Getting a signal here. So let's hop to a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope you're getting some good value out of the show this week. Hey, Mike, you know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about the fantastic dinner that we had on Thursday night when we did our Social Security presentation.
Yeah, it truly was another great event. Always good seeing the people coming out live, meeting the people.
I love meeting the people.
Yep.
Yep. You know, I love meeting them and getting out there. And, you know, so, folks, you know, pay attention, you know, over the course of the year here, because we do have educational, you know, evenings where you can come out and, you know, invest an hour, hour and a half of your time and, you know, hopefully get educated about a topic, you know, of something of that nature. And this one happened to be Social Security. And it's one of our hot topics. People really enjoy it. So we do it, somewhat often. But it was a great evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure was. And a special thanks to everybody who came out.
Yeah, it was fun, and thanks for the questions and, you know, and all that stuff. It was a good time. And, you know, Mike, I think it was a pretty good show here today, and we spent a little bit, you know, more time than usual at the beginning of the show talking about the economy and the markets and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, which was really, you know, really cool. And then the second segment of the show, I really hope that people take advantage of the opportunity to get that guide from us, the, you know, Retire on Purpose, Beyond the Financial Planning, you know, because it's got nothing to do with money. It's got, you know, set lining up, designing your retirement years so that they're really, really enjoyable for you. It's a great piece. I hope that people want, you know, take advantage of getting a complimentary copy of that, rather, I should say, and, you know, with no obligation or anything, and to call in to take advantage of that.
Yeah, Doug, we always say every week we try to get you to think, and I think that piece really accomplishes it. You know, it's like that piece is going to get you to think a little bit about your retirement years.
You know what else is important, Mike, to remind people out there is that Wealth Management Group allows people to have complimentary consultations with no obligation. And you can call at any time to, you know, to take advantage of that. And the number is 855-262-3722. And, you know, that's the number to call to, you know, get yourself a complimentary consultation. There's no obligation whatsoever. And it's also important for people to know is that we make house calls. We are, you know, old school. We do have meeting facilities and offices in many different locations to accommodate our listeners out there. But we do also make house calls. We're a little, you know, old school when it comes to that. But listen, That's how we've been since we started. No sense changing now, right?
No, not going to happen.
I wouldn't think about it either, you know. And, you know, Mike, it's really important that people know that and they feel comfortable. So, you know, always feel free to, you know, take advantage of that opportunity. And then, you know, in the third segment of the show, we always try to talk to you about what we've been doing in the office lately as far as meeting people to show you the breadth and the, you know, the width and the depth of things that people talk to us about so that we can emphasize to you that you're probably not, you know, strange or bizarre or nothing you should be shy about for anything that you would want to talk to us about.
Sure. And what's on your mind is on a lot of people's minds, actually.
Very often, right?
Yeah.
One of the, you know, common things that we hear is that, oh, yeah, you know, I've been, you know, thinking about this or that, or I heard you talk on the show about somebody who you met that, you know, just received an inheritance and they didn't know what to do with it. So I'm in that same boat right now. You know, it's not uncommon.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's very important. Our website for you to go check out is www.wealthmanagegroup.com. Go check that out. There's good information for you there. You can reach us through the website and, you know, take advantage of everything that we have to offer out there. Our segments went a little longer than usual, so this closing segment is going to be a little shorter. Mike, anything you want to add?
No, just have a good week and, you know, hopefully enjoy the March weather.
Yeah, that's going to wrap it up. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.